Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. This is Live Events. In the dead of night, when thy winter of wounds shall not be healed, the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, Cave here at MTOR, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madam and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition
of Night Zone Radio Live.
I'm your host, Colin Knight.
It is Tuesday, February the 16th, 2010.
And tonight, returning to the shadows of the Night Zone, psychic medium David Baker taking your call. Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and past over loved ones.
David Baker, psychic medium. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And definitely live in the shadows of the Night Zone tonight, we do have David Baker. It just doesn't get much better, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get to David, a few quick housekeeping issues. Those sending media packages and prospective guests, we request that you send those packages to tcresearch1@gmail.com. That's tangocharlieresearch1@gmail.com. If you want to send comments to the show, by all means, zone, tagknighzone@gmail.com. And if you wish to leave an audio comment to be aired at a later date, 240-696-6030, and you'll have a couple of recording minutes there. Remember, we can be tweeted and binged and Facebooked and iPodded as well as RS'd and a whole whack of other methods. So check out the broadcast page, blogtalkradio.com/nightzone, for all of those links and all of those plays. In a time of turmoil, mankind has always turned to the spirits and guides for advice. Religion and spiritual awareness is never more important in the mind of man than in a time of great danger. Those words were spoken by a Reverend L.P. Thomas in 1778. Attempts to communicate with the dead and other spirits have been documented back to early human history. The story of the Witch of Endor tells of one who raised the spirit of the deceased prophet Samuel to allow the Hebrew king Saul to question his former mentor about an upcoming battle, as related in the first book of Samuel in the Jewish Tanakh, the Old Testament. Now, mediumship, true psychics, are gifts from a creator or a universal power. They are the conduit to the world. Tonight, returning with us is one of those conduits, Mr. David Baker. He's a psychic medium, a spirit guide, an angel therapy practitioner, and my friend. Welcome back to the Night Zone, David.
Thank you, Colin. Good evening to everybody. It's wonderful to be back here in your awesome radio show. I just love it.
Well, bless you. I hope your family are well and that make sure you thank Cheryl again for allowing me to invade your quality time. I do appreciate it.
Cheryl is most happy to do that. She needs me to stay in the light and stay out of her hair, so to speak.
Good man, good man. Since our last appearance, David, we've had a really an increased level of awareness from our listeners. Their need for more information on your spiritual ability, so to speak. So rather than me go back into your background tonight, Suffice it to say, it is impressive. And we invite the listeners to check the other shows that we've done over the last year, year and a half. And I think all of their questions of who are you, where are you, what are you about, could be answered right there. So I invite everybody to check the archives with some of the shows that David and I have done. And they're quite enlightening. And he always seems to, you always seem to get me looking over my shoulder, David.
That's the idea, Colin. And as on my website as well, I have all the show buttons archived conveniently so they can go to the radio show's page and pick one show and listen to it and have a great time.
Hey, I tell you what, before we get done, we do have all of the lines are lit up, so we're ready to rock and roll here tonight. Everybody's chomping at the bit. So we're going to do a quick script change here. I was going to ask you a whole bunch of questions that have come in through our email, but I don't want to shortchange the people that are already up online. So why don't we jump to some readings, and then we'll come back to a couple of these emails. What do you think?
Sounds like a great plan. I'm ready.
Okay. All righty. So what we'll do is we're going to take a quick break here, a quick jump. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines and we'll start some of the readings. Hang in there.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
This
was Cosmos 405.
These guys said it passed like 2,000 feet above, just off their left side by a mile.
Really?
Yeah.
It looked like an aircraft with a light in
the
front and a green
trail
in the back.
Wow.
Not much question at all, but there's life throughout
the universe. We're not alone. Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth, thinking outside the box. And we remind all listeners, KVMTOR.
The radio program was originally aired live long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, many people face crazy transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure.
Night Zone Radio. Background music and bumps can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your local artists. For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Your host, Colin Knight.
There's not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe. No, sure.
Are we alone in the universe? Are we all alone in this big black hole called the universe? I doubt it. We have with us tonight David Baker, psychic medium, and the phone lines are hot, David. So let's jump right to it. There's a young fella been waiting since before the show. His name is Woody. Woody, yeah, you are on the air, sir. Do you have a question for our guest tonight, David Baker?
Yes. I'm considering career. Do you see any career changes coming for me?
Hello, Woody. Good evening. Thank you for calling in. Yes, I definitely do see career changes coming with you in the springtime. Where you're at right now, and where you're going to be then is going to be a little bit more exciting for you. It's not going to be a giant change. It's going to be a parallel change, so to speak, but it'll be something a little bit better than what you're doing right now. I think you'll enjoy it a little bit better, and the benefits and what you get from it is going to be a little bit better. And it's fortunate that you're calling in at this particular time because, as I said last year, the economy's making a slow comeback. Seems to be in a better place at this particular time, and it's still growing, and I think now is an excellent time to be looking for that. Now, if you have something now, don't leave it until you get that good thing that's coming to you after half a dozen searches, I believe, something in there is waiting for you especially. Does that pretty much answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Woody. We appreciate you holding on there. I hate to cut it short, but the phone lines are locked, jocked, and solid. So those people that have asked a question, if you want to continue listening to the show, feel free to come down into our virtual studio. Our virtual studio is always open as long as the show is on. And while we're at the virtual studio, Lex, Mother Hen, One of a Kind, Windwalker, and all of you guests, we do appreciate you being there. If you are logged in as a guest, we do request that you sign in through the Blog Talk system and register as a listener. It helps with the pings, if you know what I mean. We have a Skype number holding. I don't quite know what this one is, David, but hang in there. This could be a doozy. Good evening, Skype caller with a phantom number. You are on the air.
Hello?
There you
Hello?
Go. Go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure things out.
Okay.
Had a problem with a female 3 years ago. Got a son with her whom I've never seen. Never even seen a picture of. And I'm just wondering, am I ever going to get a chance to be with him or be part of his life?
Well, that's an absolutely fabulous question. Do you have anything for that caller, David?
Definitely do. I see that you have a lot going on in your life, a lot of jumping back and forth in certain types of issues, which I won't delve into at the particular time. The thing is, you have to start at the top and work your way down, and I believe that if you do this, and it's going to have to be slow steps and steps of trust with the ex to work the way down, seeing the child, which you will, if you handle it with kid gloves, show that there's been changes in you and also prove that you really want to see your son and come to her with a very calm approach. Laid back, not an excited approach, but just take your time, put love only into the equation. Nothing else matters. Once you do that, you gain the power to get closer to your son. Also, patience is the best virtue. But if you do it that particular way, you have a really good chance of seeing him again, of seeing him for the first time. So,
and I didn't get... Sorry, Dave, I didn't get the caller's first name there. But also, there are many organizations now that are coming forward that help fathers reunite with their siblings and to fight that legal battle that's required to be able to be a father to your child. So there are a number of agencies out there also that, as you say, you look positive and look for those things that will help you, and I think they would be some of them, wouldn't they?
Definitely. I believe that once he gets past some conflicts that I've seen that he has and come to her with a different perspective, then things will change. She just needs to see something different from you. And I'm not saying you're a bad person or anything, but there's an energy there that's still lingering, that just change it to love and hope and have patience and take your time and know that things will heal, things will get better, and you will have a chance to see him.
Fabulous. And that gentleman with the Skype number that we just spoke to, by all means, grab the Night Zone Radio email. Drop me an email. And maybe I can help you through some of the bureaucracy of the system to help you through that. 415 California, your first name, please, and your question for David.
My name's Darcy. How are you?
Excellent, Darcy. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Hey, I'd love to get a hold of my loved one if David could channel them.
Darcy, do you have a mother or aunt figure in spirit? The first person I'm getting is a female.
Okay. I have an aunt.
Right. Okay. That person is one of the spirits that's come through. Is there anybody specifically that you want to make contact with on the other side?
My husband.
Okay, that must be the male that she comes forward with.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll speak with him first if he's wanting to speak. He realizes that it was a traumatic experience for you. Does that make any sense so far?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's a normal passing, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah. And he was really concerned for you after the event, and he said that he has come, and other family members as well, to comfort you, and he has heard your words, and something about candles. You may have lit candles for him. Additionally, he has made an effort to give you signs that he has return to let you know that he's not gone forever. Does that, any of that make any sense to you so far?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yes. So
yeah.
He just wants to say that even though he's not here physically, he's here in spirit, and that the love is there for you. It's an eternal connection that will never be broken, he's telling me.
Good. I like hearing that.
So that fits right where it belongs as far as what is happening in your life, I take it.
Yes.
That is excellent, excellent. Well, thank you very much for your call. David, we're batting 1,000 tonight.
And thanks to the spirit.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have one more caller. Let me have a look here, and then we'll reload the calling lines. One more caller, 301, and now I can't remember where 301 from, but your first name and question for David, please.
Okay, my name is Helen.
Helen.
I have two. My first one is, will I be able to transfer to my prospective colleges for fall 2010 transfer admission? I'm applying to schools in New York, New England region, Michigan, North Carolina, Duke University, and the Ivy League schools, which are Brown, Columbia, Cornell, and Yale. And my second question is, will my friend Corey Beth ever speak to me again? And what are his true feelings about me from his heart?
Wow. Now, there's a heavy number. First of all, the college transfer. Is she going to get, what did your favorite college, where she wanted to go? And then we got
definitely.
Some little kids. Yes?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be on the eastern seaboard, of course, or that part of the country. Definitely going to be a good one. I do not feel it's going to be Yale, but it will be, sorry, I don't know the names of all the colleges, and my guys aren't telling me a specific name, but it's going to be, I was getting a name New Hampshire jumped out to me, if there's any schools in that particular area that I was pointed in.
I'm not applying in the New Hampshire area, but I'm applying. One is Connecticut, one is Rhode Island, one is
Connecticut. That's it.
Well,
Connecticut. I was getting Connecticut, and then I'm wrong because I don't know about all the schools, but I know that I was getting Connecticut, New Hampshire, something in that particular area, so it must be Connecticut.
Okay.
That's the connection I'm feeling.
Yale's the only one that's Connecticut. And Rhode Island is Brown, and the remaining three are Massachusetts.
It's going to be in that particular area, the Connecticut area.
Okay.
And the Connecticut area, okay. And what about the second part of the question, David?
I believe the connection there for the friendship is still there. That's what I feel. I feel like a train line, train tracks going from station to station. But that's what I'm getting from that. I don't feel the train going into the station again, and I feel the connection there.
Okay. Is anything going on with him?
I feel that he does have a lot going on, yes.
Yeah, let's be careful we don't turn into a Jerry Springer, but, I hope that has helped you out a little bit as far as your questions are concerned. I hate to cut you off and move you on, but we do have a number of callers already reloaded on the system. So, Helen, good luck, dear. We hope you get to college, and we hope you do well.
Okay,
thank you, Helen.
And we are going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right
David
back.
David Baker, psychic medium, when we return. Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth, thinking outside the box. And we remind all listeners, KVM Tour, Night Zone Radio. Background music and bumps can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your local artists. For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Your host, Colin Knight.
There's not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe. No proof.
Indeed, we are not alone in the universe. A bold statement backed by first-person knowledge of astronaut Mitchell. As the Night Zone continues to navigate uncharted waters, we will attempt to bring you quality information from trusted guests. Tonight is no exception. David Baker, psychic medium, taking your calls in the shadows of the Night Zone. Phone lines are open.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. 4-3-2-8-7. Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. David Baker, psychic medium, when we return. Tonight, we welcome the Terror Chat Network to the family. Welcome aboard. This is Night Zone Radio on Blog Talk Radio.com. Phone lines are now open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? God put it there.
Let the future tell the truth and evaluate each one according to his work and accomplishments. The present is theirs. The future, for which I have really worked, is mine.
Your host, Colin Knight.
The magical words of Mr. Tesla you heard at the end of that sound bit. We have with us tonight David Baker, psychic medium, and the phone lines continue to be hot, David. So with no further ado, let's jump into the next caller that's been holding online. How's that sound?
I'm ready.
All righty. 705, your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
It's Wendy, and I'm calling from Canada. And
good evening, Wendy from Canada. Whereabouts in Canada, Wendy?
Ontario.
I'm in Calgary, Alberta. So good on you. Hope you're watching the Calgary the Vancouver Olympics.
Yes, I am.
Good girl. All righty. So Wendy, you have a question for David?
I do. I'd like to know about Steve and what you see coming up for us.
Okay, is Steve an acquaintance of yours?
Yes, I've been seeing him since March. I'm wondering how he feels about me.
Is Steve going to school at this time?
No, he's not. He's looking for work. He's been
looking
for over a year now.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah, definitely, Steve. He's got good energy, too. He does have a connection with you. He does have a lot going on in his mind, I suppose. As you say, he's looking for work. But I feel great energy between the both of you, and I feel it's something that's going to not happen really quickly. I feel that he wants to be more grounded as a male to bring forth your relationship a little bit more. He feels secure that you're there for him, and he's not rushing it because he feels safe, but he's really trying to get something going so he can get some type of household together before he focuses more on that, and he's not meaning to neglect you in any particular way. You see what I mean? So I don't feel anything bad in it or anything negative, but I do feel the love.
You do feel that there's love there?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel it.
Well, that confirms it.
Yeah.
What did I have to know, Wendy? Can you tell us what did you get for Valentine's?
I didn't get anything.
Nothing at all?
No, this man has been giving me mixed messages. Oh, I don't want a relationship. He gets hot and cold with me and confuses me so much, you know. So I'm very confused. That's why I get confused.
I believe that he, you know, he really does care for you. Otherwise, he would have been gone by now. I believe that he really does, and that he's just going through certain issues right now, including job and career. But I feel that you keep him grounded anyway. And sometimes he does that because he needs to get your, you know, caring energy to him for a healing, more or less, if you know what I'm talking about. And,
yes.
And it's normal to sometimes get these confused messages from a person because he's still trying to find many things in his life. But I still would insist that I feel that it feels good between the both of you. It's just going to be more gradual than you would want it to be. But just hang in there and see what happens.
And see what
there
happens.
You go. Did that help you out there, Wendy?
Okay. Thank you.
You are more than
okay,
welcome.
Wendy from
Ontario. You see, your spirits are much kinder than mine because I thought he didn't buy her anything for Valentine's. He was quite simply just a dog. Not to take care of his lady on Valentine's. It should be a crime punishable by imprisonment or something, I think.
Okay.
But we have a lot of numbers up on the line. 608, your geographical
Hi.
Location. Your first name, please.
Hi, my name is Leah, and I'm calling you from Stoughton, Wisconsin. Nice to meet everyone. First time
Hi.
Caller.
Great. Good to hear you. You have a question for David?
Yes, I do. I had a. I just turned 45, January 25th, and although I look a lot younger, thank you. I'm just going through some emotional things because I really missed the man that I had a relationship with. I felt like he was my soulmate on every single level, and I never met. You know, I've dated a lot in my day, and like we were both born again Christians and everything. And I went out with him for 5 years, and we didn't even fight a lot or anything. And then. And we had a lot of good times together, and he did a lot for me. And then out of nowhere, he breaks up with me. Like we're supposed to go on a date, and all of a sudden it's canceled. And I'm like, okay. So then I'm like, no, something's up. So I go flying over there, and that was a while back. And then we broke up, and he just says, well, I don't want to hold you up, but I do love you still. Then I find out 4 months later that he is already going out with a woman who lives in Romania who's like 11 or 12 years younger than him and 14 younger than me. And he's still, I think, connected with her because I still have him on my Yahoo, and I see that they had updates last in July, but she still has a picture of them to on her profile. But I can't see their updates anymore. They're invisible. And I just wanted to know when that's going to run its course, I suppose, and if he'll get back in touch with me and we could start the friendship up again because he was my best friend for a year before I even went out with him.
I believe that as far as the friendship goes, he will eventually make contact with you on that level.
We have to start at that level. Mm-hmm.
Providing that you stay, you know, friendly with him as well and
mm-hmm.
don't be judgmental or anything. Just recognize that he's at where he's at now. You have great memories, and unfortunately, the way he did it, he did, though, move on. And I don't see a reconnection as far as the way you had it before, because he has moved on. But as far
well, I don't
as
think
the
he,
contact
I think the, I personally think he moved on in a physical capacity, if you know what I mean. Like, I think he moved
yes.
on in a lustful way, not in a in the right way, not in a serious way.
Yes, and he's probably still
like
trying
he was,
to find himself.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
that's why I felt
yeah.
like I had to let him go to do that. I know somebody who was going. She was in the same position as me, and they were broken up for 3 years. And the guy never called her, and she was in the same situation. She called him after 3 years, and they both went their own ways, did their own things, and they reconnected, and they got back together, and they got married. So I think anything
that's,
is possible.
Yes, you know,
alrighty.
Just keep your heart open and see what happens. And keep in the positive light.
Do you know
Leah,
when that, do you know when that's going to end, that girl?
I see it lasting until, you know, all the way through this particular year. I hate to say anything that's not positive to you, but I see it ongoing for the near future, if you know what I mean to say.
And Leah, I hope that answers your question. We do have a number of callers still holding, so we
okay.
do have to get moving. But I hope that helped a little bit.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And as we continue with the phone lines, David, we've got a few more still holding here. 337, your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please. 337. All right, 337, we're going to take you off, and we'll go to 843, your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
My name is Maggie. I am from South Carolina, and my question is, what is Justin's malfunction? He seems to be very upset with me for no apparent reason. Actually, I should be upset with him, but I'm not. So should I just cast him off in the sea? He go somewhere, or I just, you know, like, whenever you get through the little hissy fit, let me know.
I think you need to be straightforward and find out what's going on. And if you don't get a straightforward answer, then you know things aren't right at this particular time. And it's time to distance yourself from that so you won't be going through all these different types of emotions, if that makes any sense to you. Because what he's doing right now, I feel that it's going to be continuing to do this for a while. So do find out. You have a right to know what's going on. And if you're not getting straight answers, then okay. Don't give it a lot more of attention. Give yourself a little break from it and see what happens.
I know
you
guys don't
need
to
be
me.
Right. Then in that case, I would suggest take a little breather from it and let that energy happen on that end, and you shall get a definitive answer possibly before the summertime, because it's going to go on for a little while, I feel.
So the summer.
And I don't know if you feel like, yes, I don't know if you feel like waiting that long or not, but it seems like there's a lot going on in his life. Otherwise, he'd be right with you right now, working things out and talking to you. But I feel he's in a different energy level at this particular time.
Because he wasn't the same. When I talked to him today, he didn't seem to be the same person I talked to a couple of weeks ago. It was completely different.
Yeah, I feel that he's going into a different energy. So if you can't get together with him and have answers that you really need to know, then that should give you some other type of answers through your female intuition, which is really great.
Oh, well, that's great. I just play and do what I want to do. If you come around, if I'm still single, so be it. If not, then he's off. I'm happy with that.
That's right. You have the power. You take back the power. And if it's not going right for you, take your power and you know what to do with it, because like I said, you have great intuition. I suspect you already have an idea of what's going on. and take it from there and stay in the love and the light, and you will be, you know, well off for that.
I hope that helps you, Maggie.
Bye.
Okay, thank you very much, Maggie. Appreciate it. Some great calls there tonight so far, David. There's been a number of people that have had some queries regarding their life and their liberty and their future. And I think as the economy takes its bite on people, more people are turning to the spiritual and to the less known arts of understanding what's before them.
That makes a great deal of sense. And it's a new world. Everybody's looking in a different direction. And I believe that everybody in a certain way is receiving enlightened information for a new world we're coming into. The information world is changing. And people are starting to look back and look forward and seeing the changes and wanting to learn something new. What is this all about? So more and more people are listening to shows like yours to find answers.
Yeah, it's difficult at times. The one caller that we had there that came in on the anonymous number created a little bit of havoc down in the virtual studio. Definitely had more issues than can be handled just by a mere telephone. And when we try and guide them to that assistance, it is then much like an alcoholic that has to accept that level or not. Before they can actually get their help, you know? They have to help themselves first, in other words.
Yes, they do. And sometimes to get a better perspective, I tell them that pretend like everything you're in right now is like in a giant box. Step out the box, look around you, look at the box from a new perspective, and you can see, oh my goodness, I really need to change this. I didn't know I was stuck in there, but now I'm outside looking in. Then there's definitely something I need to do about this and make some positive changes one way or another.
Right. I have a 337 number still, David. Now, we tried the 337 earlier and they weren't ready for the call. We'll try this one more time. If your prefix is 337, you are on the air. Your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please. Now, 337 must be a listen only, because I'm hearing no signal on the other end, David. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do a quick break here. And when we come back, David, I've got a couple of emails from some people, and I'll get you to answer some quick questions for us. If there is anybody else out there that does wish a reading from David, by all means, 347-324-3287. The phone numbers are live until 5 before the hour, so we would love to hear you. So we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes here, and we'll reorganize.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, came here at MTOR.
David Baker, psychic medium, and we return.
The Aquarian Age is a time of greater spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religion of the Piscean Age will fade and be replaced by religions that are more scientific. Rather than to believe, the next 2,000 years is about knowing.
We'll be right back.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
David Baker is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. David is a certified medium and angel therapy practitioner under Dr. Doreen Virtue, Ph.D.
Davey Baker, psychic medium of the Night Zone, your host, Colin Nutt.
And indeed, David Baker is with us tonight in the Night Zone. And David, we've had a number of great calls so far. And we do invite anybody that does want a reading, 347-324-3287. We are live until 5 before the hour. So that phone lines will always be there, David. But each edition, when we open up the phone lines and we get a cross-section of society, I also get emails after the fact that we sometimes don't get the chance to get to because of time constraints. So let's get you answering a couple of these. Paula from Los Angeles came off Twitter, and she said, when making that initial contact with the telephone caller, what do you get? Is it a visual reference in your mind, or is it more like a verbal message?
Well, I'd like to tell her that she's very right on point. Her first thought, just like we do in the business, and that is the first caller that comes on, I start seeing different things, pretty much what the person looks like and things around the person. And as soon as they speak about something, then I start seeing that. Or if they speak about spirit, I see spirit immediately. Like that lady wanted to know about deceased loved ones. I saw female, but over to the side, so it looked more like an aunt. And then a male coming with her, which was her husband. And the other person with the schools, for example, I was getting one of the states in the East Coast, for example. So definitely I get pictures that come to me first, immediately.
Okay, so that answers that one question. Well, I have one more question, and we'll go back to the callers. I see 310 is up on queue. 310, be patient. We'll be right with you. Helen from Vancouver wrote recently, looking for help. Now, I did move this email along the chain for those that may be able to assist her, but just for the heck of it tonight, David, we'll go through this. Helen believes that a spirit is trapped in an old part of her apartment loft that has been sealed off and can only be accessed by the maintenance staff, who refused to go in there because of what they were told by a previous maintenance man. And apparently, as the legend goes, in that particular house, a man was tortured to death by a vigilante group around about 1860, 68 or so, for allegedly raping a young girl. So her request was, can she free the spirit? Can that spirit ever be freed from wherever it is they are locked up, or wherever that spirit is trapped?
Most definitely so. When the person passes away, they take the personality and all the events with them, and there's no time in the astral plane. And like we have linear time here, time doesn't pass for them there. It passes by events. So definitely this person still feels like it's in the time frame that he passed away in. And he brings with him everything that he had, the negativity, the guilt, the fear from what happened to him. And I believe that he's staying there, trapped in his own little world, safe, hiding. And
now can she release that spirit?
With prayer and love and light, or even if she knows another medium, but if not, with surrounding herself with white light and saying prayers of protection to the Creator, having a conversation with the spirit, even if she doesn't hear the information back, with talk to him with love and respect, and she can tell the spirit, tell the ghost that there's reasons to go to the light, because that's the place where he will be healed, he'll be feel better, he will have loved ones around him, he will get help, and he will not be punished in the fires of hell that he was probably taught, but that he will be made to face what he has done and to do something about it himself, to work out his karma, but that he will be in a safe and wonderful place where he will get help. And if she can't create a light for him to go into, I would suggest that perhaps she send him to a local funeral parlor or somewhere where there's going to be a funeral and there's a light around the spirit that's hanging out there to go into that spirit's light. But most people, if they pray and ask for a light from God, ask the angels to come and help this lost soul cross over, in most cases it can be done. And if that doesn't work, I would suggest you contact a medium or somebody, and they can do it from long distance to help this spirit cross over.
Okay, so Helen in Vancouver, we hope that helped with your calls. We have a 310 number that's been holding some time, David, so 310, you are on the air. Your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
Hello, my name is Joe, and I'm in Los Angeles.
Good to see you, Joe, in L.A. I'm glad you're here. You have a question for David?
Yes, I was wondering if he would be able to communicate with a deceased relative for me.
Definitely would. Is say I'm getting, again with you, I'm getting a male and a female spirit. Now, two of these people are young. Does that make any sense? Those are the first ones that come forward?
No, it wasn't.
Young people?
Well, it was a middle-aged person.
Okay. Now, is one of them a female? I'm getting both, but one of them that is forward first feels like a female person. Is that whom you're trying to get in contact with?
No, not exactly. It was a male.
Okay, because as I said, there's both there that come hand in hand. Did this male person die of some type of illness? Because I get accidents and all kinds of suicides and illnesses, but this one here feels like that he possibly died of an illness. Does that make sense if I'm getting the right person?
Yes.
Yes, okay, that's the right. Let's see. You were really close with this person?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And this was a few years back, was it?
More than a few years. It was more than
when this person
20 years.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. This person, let's see. Let me figure out. Is there anything specific you want me to ask? Perhaps we can go from there, and maybe I can have him answer some questions for you.
I basically wanted him to know that I'm sorry about what I did or didn't do right before he died.
Okay. He is saying that it's definitely okay because he said that how you feel about him is known, what's in your heart is known, and the fact that he's over there and that it happened, it can't be changed. He said, but that you're wanting forgiveness, and he said that is done because, you know, the connection of love is there, and sometimes those things happen that way, and maybe you couldn't see it at the time, and you couldn't let go of the guilt for doing what you thought you should have done but didn't do. But it's known that how you feel about it in your heart, he wants you to get rid of the feelings of guilt, and he acknowledges that the intention is just as important as if you were actually there and if actually you've done those things that you should have done. Does that make any sense so far?
Okay, I believe that Joe from L.A. is on listen and was listening to what you had to say there, David. So we're hoping that it helped out a little bit. Now, I noticed right at the beginning there, David, things were a little foggy. You were kind of getting a double image of something. Does that happen very often?
No, I get a group of spirits, but sometimes the spirit the person wants to make a connection with will let other spirits come forward first, like kind of like being a gentleman. Go ahead, young lady. You go first, and then I'll speak. Sometimes a spirit has an urgent message, will come forward first, whether it's the one they want to speak to or not, and sometimes it is the one that they want to speak. So I have to try and focus in on who is the person he's trying to contact and try and get them to talk to me.
Right. And Joe from L.A., from what I was making out with the conversation, the gentleman who moved off into the surly bonds, as they say, that there was some unsaid things. And that's always difficult when somebody leaves us suddenly. There are always those unexplained or unstated categories that may have changed their thinking or may have made them late for work and avoided the accident. There's a number of, we can beat ourselves up with a number of ideas as to what should have happened. But these spirits come back to tell us it's okay.
The spirit also said that, you know, he felt the trauma in his heart and the tears and the conversation. And so one last thing I just want to acknowledge for Jill, that he has heard your words that you said over again many times throughout time, and not to worry about that. There is forgiveness and love there, and the connection will not be broken, and everything is okay. And he knows that he was greatly missed as well, but he had to go and heal, and everything's okay now.
So who was the female that was trying to come through there right at the beginning there, do you think, David?
I believe the female was not a relative. Also, I believe the female was a friend.
Okay. 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 I mean, I hope that helps, Joe. I'm going to go to one more question through email, because this one is dear to my heart. Michelle from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Woo! She wrote, I stumbled into the Night Zone through a Google search. Love Chris Holly and David Baker interviews. Next time Mr. Baker is on, I see why we're doing this one. Could you please ask if he has ever been possessed by another spirit, or has he ever had physical interaction with spirit guides? Wow. That's pretty deep.
That certainly is. Now, I know some mediums that when they do the work, sometimes they forget, or even non-mediums that people that try to make contact with the spirit world, that they forget to either surround themselves with the white light and make their intentions clearly known, such as just asking particular, you know, spirit to come in. And it's kind of like opening up your front door and going to sleep and anybody's welcome in the house. That's one thing that's definitely no-no. I've been taught that from a long time ago, to only ask for specific spirits from the highest light of God, so to speak. Nothing lower, nothing dark. I've always asked for protection. And yes, I have encountered some very strong negative entities, but I've always been protected. I've never had an attachment to me, nor have I been possessed. However, I have, under the proper circumstances, allowed myself to be a physical channel, and also to channel writing and different things like that. And one particular time, when there was a situation where, as a capacity of a deputy sheriff, that somebody was coming at me like a football player making a tackle, I felt my spirit protection come in me, and that person, when I got up into a protective stance, bounced off of me and flew down on the floor, and other people jumped on him. And I don't remember feeling a thing or moving, but I did feel spirit come into me and help me. And another medium told me that that's exactly confirmed what happened. That, let me just say, Archangel Michael came in and helped me block this person. I didn't feel the person touch me or anything, but he flew back about 10 feet and landed on the ground, and other people jumped on him. So, yes, but other than that, I don't really have anything attaching to me, coming into me, or anything in that particular way. I always keep free of that, a giant white light around me, and my spirit guide protectors and angels around me for safe protection at all times.
Perfect, perfect. Let me put a quick plug in here for our Calgary friends. Every summer, there's a ghost tour in the downtown Calgary car, and A guide points out the buildings and the ghost stories, and many of the buildings are still accessible. The facades are the same as they were 130, 140 years ago. And for physical tours, it's very impressive, very eerie. All you have to do is type Calgary Ghosts in any of the Google search windows, and you'll see some of the freaky stuff that happened here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, as Calgary was becoming a town and then a city. It's some amazing history back there. Does the history blind you at all, David, as we go into the final four? Does the history... Is it difficult to find your way through that history sometimes?
That's negative. For example, when I went to Alcatraz, when I went to investigate Alcatraz Penitentiary in San Francisco Bay,
right.
I was hit by a wave of many levels of energy and from different eras. So I learned to control that, to push each layer aside and keep them on the side and focus on the active layer that I wanted to do. Same thing happened to me when I was up in Calgary, Canada. Alberta, I was at a place called Heritage Park, I believe.
Yeah.
There's a little steamboat and some little towns and everything. When there's some buildings when I was up there that I felt were haunted. I felt history up there, but I felt some of the stuff was not originally where it was, but I did feel that there's still active spirits in the building up there. Yeah. And so I had to separate all those layers, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah. The Heritage Park is the original buildings that have been moved to a central location. And a new town is being created called Heritage Park, where all the buildings are original, and they have just been moved for synthetic purposes, if you will. And yes, I'm quite sure the spirits stay with it, for sure. David, we've come to the end of the night. I can't believe it again, sir. An absolute pleasure. It's always a pleasure having you with us.
Thank you, Colin. I enjoyed being here, and thanks to everybody that called in. And just remember, everybody, that sometimes we all have issues, but it's important to try and heal ourselves first before we try to work on the next.
And there you go. David, how do they get a hold of you? Your website again?
It is www.davidbakerspiritmedium.com. On there I have contact information.
Fabulous. David, blessings on your household. My respects to Cheryl, and we shall talk again, sir.
Thank you, Colin. Good night.
Good night. And ladies and gentlemen, David Baker, spiritual medium, some fabulous calls tonight. Been absolutely amazing. We truly appreciate everybody that takes the time to come to the Night Zone Live, and we also appreciate those that download us at a later time. In the meantime, in between time, we have to move. It's been a pleasure. Catch you next week. Hey guys, got a minute? You know, I'm sure we all have friends that are having tough times, either financially or in their marriage or in their general relationships in life. But for the grace of God, go I. Well, I have friends like that. As they look to me for advice, I look to the heavens for some form of divine inspiration so I can please the masses, I guess. It doesn't always happen. So what I would like to say to you tonight is, if you have friends, embrace them. If you have loved ones, cherish them. If you have acquaintances, respect them. And if you have love, show them.
Blessings upon your households. Good night.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone.